The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. While we wouldn't suggest taking everything you hear here as gospel truth,
we are all witnesses!
Testify!
We try our best to get it right. It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
If you're one of those people that are highly aware of germs, boy, am I about to ruin your day.
And you are definitely aware of germs yourself.
I am. So your day
is ruined yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So welcome to the party. I found this article where some company did a study on how clean a typical movie theater chair is. And what they found was eye-opening.
Really? Because I wouldn't think it'd be that bad.
You know what? No. I wasn't too surprised because if you think about it, you know, the seat that you're sitting in, it's probably the same as an... Oh, gosh. See, this is like opening a Pandora's box
for you.
I'm thinking about seats, you know, on a plane. Yeah. You know, it's the same. It's like material. How do you clean that well? I'm not sure. Well, so this article, they found the average theater seat has 1,864 colonies of bacteria.
Is that a lot?
For some reason, when they use the word colonies, it seems to make it worse.
I feel like Gavin has that in his beard.
You're the one who doesn't wash your beard.
I know. I probably have it too.
Well, with that knowledge in mind, that means a toilet seat is 14 times cleaner.
Oh.
Than a theater chair.
Really? So maybe they should just install toilet seats in the theater and just cut out the middleman. We could just all...
Gavin would love that.
Gavin would have to get up and pee every 10 minutes.
I would love that.
And if that wasn't enough to make you cringe, it gets worse. The cup holder attached to your theater chair, it's even worse.
How is that possible?
Well, because mold, you know, you're putting a wet cup in there.
Yeah,
and mold
mildew
will grow
and stuff.
In it. Yeah.
Oh,
and so I've put my phone in there before without even thinking about it. Well, it is 18 times more filthy than a toilet seat.
So basically, you should walk into a restroom and just set your phone on a toilet seat, and you're doing better than the movie theater.
Well, the good news is most of the bacteria that they did find was harmless, meaning that it won't make you sick. No. But for me, it doesn't matter. I know too much.
Well, if it won't affect you, what do you care?
Why are we overreacting?
I know too much. There's colonies. So what do we do with this knowledge? I'm glad you asked. Here are a few tips on how to decontaminate yourself after seeing a movie. First, wash your hands immediately after getting home.
Okay.
But that should be done with everything.
After you've already put them on your steering wheel and touched your phone?
Well, that's true.
Good point. Hey, that's why you need hand sanitizer.
Yeah, that's true. Another one, change your clothes to avoid transferring bacteria
to your own home furniture. This is too much.
I know it's too much, but I can't stop myself. I will be doing this. And then finally, regularly sanitize personal items like phones and bags. I do this all the time. Yes, my phone, for sure. At least once a week.
Do you do it with a wipe or something?
Like with a Clorox wipe.
Really?
I'll take it and I'll just disinfect my whole phone.
I don't think I've ever done that. It's probably not a bad idea.
They should test your phone. I bet they would find 50 times worth of colonies growing
Maybe.
On your phone.
I mean, I could lick it right now and be fine.
Yeah.
I got onto this thing where Betty would be, this is so gross, anything at the office, and I would just lick it in front of her. And so
the next time you're at a movie theater?
Yeah, I would lick the seat. It's fine. I'm not that concerned about it.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Working for a Living is a game where we look at celebrities and the jobs that they did before they became famous. Because everybody had to start somewhere. You know, you're a kid working or even a young adult. You're going to work every day while you're trying to make your dreams come true.
That's right, like all of us.
So I got three people that we will put up, and you will get three options as to what you think their job may have been, and then you just have to tell us what it is. Here's an example of that. So Rachel McAdams, lovely actress.
Is she the one that was in The Notebook?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's
Gavin, that was awful fast. Yes, it was her, and she's great. And so was Ryan Gosling.
They're amazing. They're beautiful.
Okay, what did she do? Oh, do I get some
suggestions? Yes, I'll give you some choices, okay. Was she a kid's dance teacher? Did she work at McDonald's? or did she work in a funeral home?
Oh.
Wow, I can't see any of those.
Okay.
I'm going to take McDonald's out because she's just...
Her skin's too good. Well, when you're working the fry machine, yeah, like there's a lot of oil that hits you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I can't see her doing a funeral home situation. So I'm going to go with dance teacher.
Okay, dance teacher. That seems plausible for what she does for a living now.
But if she was, like, she should have done some dancing in the Notebook. She never did. That's a missed opportunity.
Gavin?
I think funeral home because I think it's where she, like, acting-wise, learn to fake cry. Like, times when you need to be able to
good,
bring those tears out for people that need sadness.
Or play dead.
Yeah.
Well, like, she'd be good at that.
What?
Well, yeah, like when you die in a scene,
okay,
and then you go back, you're like, okay, I've seen this before with Irma. Okay.
Okay.
All right. No, you are both wrong.
Oh, she wasn't.
She worked at McDonald's for 3 years. She did some McDonald's time. So, like, next time you're at McDonald's and you think, why is this person so slow? Because maybe it's not their dream. Maybe McDonald's is not their
dream.
Right. They're reaching higher, and you're going to see them on the big screen someday. So there you go. That's how we play. If you do better than Betty and Gavin, you can win a prize. If you want to play, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll do day job now with you. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Nareed, thank you for joining us for the day job game. Now, the way this works is I'm going to give you a celebrity and some choices as to what job they held before they became famous. You get 2 out of 3 right, you will win a prize. So here we go. And Betty, you can help her if you feel so led.
Okay.
If you think you got a good insight. Meghan Markle, you know a lot about the Royals, Lady Rock, so maybe you know this. Mm-hmm. Was she a glamour shots photographer, a calligrapher, or a swim instructor? What do you think?
They're all like really good choices for her. I'll say swim instructor.
Swim instructor, okay.
I was going between that or the calligrapher.
Why the calligrapher? Does she just look like she has good handwriting?
Well, you know, maybe her and Prince Harry, like they were writing letters back and forth, and maybe that's what won her into his heart because of her great penmanship.
That would be the prince and the calligrapher-ist or whatever they call
them. Oh, it's a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, that would
be good. Ready to happen.
Okay, so what do you think? You're going to stay with yours or are you going to go with Betty Rock's?
Oh my gosh, that's really I'll
go with your
gut. My gut says swim instructor.
Okay, well, you know what? You might want to invest in a new gut and go with Betty's gut because it was calligrapher. Okay.
Oh my god.
That's okay. No point there. It's okay. Tiffany Haddish, she's a very funny actress. Was she a gate agent at an airline? Was she a mall perfume spritzer or a collections agent at a phone center?
I would say collections agent.
Well, she seems like she could be forceful and be like, pay me my money.
Yeah, I feel like she's got like that going on.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
You guys both agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Neither one of you wanted to pick gate agent, which would have been the right answer.
That's the first one that came to my head. And then I'm like, no, I did it wrong last time.
So okay, here's what we're going to do. Because your gut has been all over the place and you've second-guessed yourself. Here's what we're going to do, Nareed. I'm going to give you one question. And you just have to get this one right and you're still going to win. But I want you to go against your gut, okay?
Okay.
Margot Robbie, a beautiful, talented actress. Was she into amateur roller derby? Did she teach kindergarten or did she work at Subway? Now, what's your gut tell you?
Subway,
okay. And then I told you to go against your gut, but maybe not this time. I don't know.
Then stick with Subway.
Okay, Subway. I lost it.
That's unfortunate. She was into roller derby. No, she was Subway. You got it right. You win there, Nareed.
Okay, awesome. That's awesome. 1 out of 3 isn't bad.
Well, it's not great, but it was good enough, and that's what we're going for today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We are going to turn back time here with a little Time Capsule Tuesday. We pick a year, we go back in time to it, each of us pick a song, and then you have to tell us who has the best taste in music. And so this year, Lady Rock, what year have we chosen?
We've chosen 2010.
Good year for music, actually.
It was. It was a great year.
I went with a not super popular song of this year, but it was one that meant a lot to me after I found it. Zach, who used to be on the show, lost his son Samuel, and he played this song with a video that he made, you know, in honor of his son. Wrecked me, and it's by Gunger. It's called Beautiful Things.
Oh, you make beautiful things. You make beautiful
I don't even think Gunger's a band anymore, but this one song, like, super landed with me. So that's mine. Lady Rock, where are you going?
I went with someone that I'm a huge fan of, Dave Barnes with God Gave Me You. God gave me you for the up and down.
God gave me you for the days of time. Dave Barnes is like... funny. He's just this weird mix of people. He's a talented musician, but like when you watch him on Instagram, you almost forget that he's a musician
because he's just funny. Comedian.
Yeah.
And I actually got to meet him once, and he's just as sweet as you would think.
Were you like, sing that song to me? That song to me. God gave me you.
Well, and two, that song was also a big hit on country music because Blake Shelton had a huge hit with it.
Exactly. That's where Dave Barnes.
Not that I'm showing any bias.
But. No, but that's where Dave Barnes was able to buy a swimming pool, is when Blake Shelton cut it, and a big one. Gavin, where are you going?
I'm going with the gravelly voice of Mac Powell and Third Day with their song Lift Up Your Face. Lift up your face. Lift up your
face. Salvation is calling. Calling. Lift up your face. I do like Mac Powell and Third Day.
Hate it.
No, there's so many guys that sing all pretty and falsetto-y now, and then you got Mac Powell, lift up your face!
You got Mac Powell and Scott Stapp.
Yes!
The same thing.
Exactly. Love every bit of that. All right, so not a bad offering today on any side, so you just have to say, which of these songs do you like the best? Which one connected with you from back in the day, and why? 855 33-WAY-FM. That is our phone number. That's the one we use during the day here. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to call, we'd love to get your opinion on who has the best taste in music now. Uplifting WAY-FM. This is the Wally Show. It was a close one today, except for Gavin's. His was out Third Day, not even close to making the lister. But it was between Gunger and Dave Barnes for Time Capsule Tuesday, where we go back in time. In this case, 2010 was the year, and we each pick a song, and you tell us who has the best taste in music. What say you, Caitlin?
God Gave Me You by Dave Barnes.
Okay, that was Betty Rock's choice. Why'd you pick this song?
That was actually my wedding song, and I haven't heard it in a while, so it was really nice to hear.
Aww.
Still married?
Yes.
Okay, just check it.
I apologize.
Well, because sometimes there's irony. Because sometimes you'd be like, oh, you haven't heard that in a while, and it reminds me of him. You're like, wait, what happened?
Well, did you play the Dave Barnes version, or did you play the Blake Shelton version?
No, definitely Dave Barnes version.
Oh, you didn't want the God Gave Me You for the ups and downs.
Yeah, I like the Dave Barnes version better anyway, too. And sometimes the first version of a song you heard is always your favorite.
Yes.
Well, Caitlin, how long have you been married?
13 years.
Oh, congratulations. That's great. I love how surprised we get. It's so sad. Like 13 years. Oh, my goodness. Good for you, because it's not always easy, and I love seeing people in it for the long haul.
Yeah, that's the plan.
There you go. So if Caitlin is any proof, have Dave Barnes' God Gave Me You played at your wedding, and it will help you have a successful marriage.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right, here we go. The winner on Time Capsule Tuesday. It's Dave Barnes. Betty's pick, God Gave Me You on WAY FM. I've been a walking heartache. I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be. But you stay here right beside me. Watch as the storm blows through.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us. But going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that. But it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of. But instead, I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
It's nice that there are still stories like this in the world.
A definite breakthrough step in home entertainment.
It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
So there was a mom who was inspired to make a big career change after having her second child. And it wasn't about making more money or having more free time. It was because right after her son was born, he was diagnosed with a congenital heart defect and spent nearly 2 months in the NICU unit. Oof. So she was so moved by the nurses who cared so well for her and for her son that she decided that she was going to do that with the rest of her life. So she went to nursing school, had never gone to nursing school before, had to go through all the things, take prerequisite classes. So like this is an investment of time. And so she went to school, became a registered nurse in like 2 years. So not only was she moved by these people, she had to put in a lot of work and over a lot of time. And she said, "We had phenomenal nurses that I still talk to today. Their bedside manner and how they made me feel and the trust that I had and the bond that we had just opened my eyes to say, you know what? I think I'm going to do that too." And so she went back and did that. And it took her, like I said, it took her about 2 years. She's a busy mom, but she said all the sacrifices and the hard work were well worth it. And here's the cool thing. After she graduated, she ended up going to work at the NICU at that same hospital.
Aww, yeah. That's so cool. And if you were a nurse that played a part in that and inspiring her, you have to take some pride in that.
Absolutely.
It's interesting that that's never happened with you, Wally. You know, you, all these kids are like, oh, I want to meet Wally. And yet none of them have seemed to be inspired by you.
Not true. Billy from Radio Disney.
What? Who?
Billy. He wanted to get into radio. Yeah, yeah.
Why was his name
Because he got nervous and stuttered the first time he talked to us. And we're like, hey, his name was Billy.
He built it on that first.
He was like, hey, Billy. He was a great kid.
And he wanted. He became a radio DJ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there you go.
One guy.
Hey, that's enough. One nurse, lady. Billy. Yeah, that kid was a great kid.
Changing lives.
So her advice to anyone looking to make a change in their life, if it's your passion, I would 100% say follow it. It's worth it. The journey is worth it. It's tough, but what you get back from it is 100 times better. I mean, Betty Rock did this. She decided she wanted to get a degree and go back to Colorado Christian University later in her life, and she did it. She got 2 degrees,
yeah.
And she works with babies as well. So
they're very hairy babies.
Hey, if you want to check out CCU, just ccu.edu/Wally. Maybe you're like, yeah, you know what? I want to do something. I've been on the fence about doing something. This inspires me today. You could check out Colorado Christian University because they're really good at blending professionalism and faith into their curriculum. And if that's something you're looking for,
Billy.
Yeah, see, he learned from me. He learned from the best, apparently. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little new segment called Never Will I Ever. You've heard of Never Have I Ever. Never Will I Ever Let My Husband Blank, okay? This happened from a real life scenario with myself. My wife and I were out to lunch. We were at a restaurant, and I got a phone call from a friend of mine. Buddy's like, hey, I've got your rack. I'm going to bring it down to you. I'm going to be in your neighborhood area, and so I'll bring it back to you. So, oh, that'd be great. I said, we're just finishing up dinner or like lunch now, and we'll head home. He's like, oh, great. That's perfect. So you can be around today. So yeah, not a problem at all. So I go home. Based on that conversation, my assumption is he's headed that way now. And yeah. He even said something like, yeah, we're heading down there. So I'm like, oh, all right. The assumption is you're headed down here right now.
Yeah, I think anyone in your shoes would assume that it's going to happen at any moment.
Yeah, so we go home, and my wife's like, okay, well, we need to run out to here and here and here. So, you know, wait, you know, I'm like, it's okay. He'll be here. He should be here. It's like 45 minutes away. He should be here. So that turns into an hour. Then it turns into 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And at this point, my wife is getting impatient. She's like, would you just text him? I'm like, he'll be here. He said he was on his way down. I'm sure he got hung up a little bit, but it's fine.
2 hours?
2 hours. Sitting at home on a Saturday when we had other things to do. And then, so I'm like, she's like, well, just text him. So I text him, and I don't hear back. So I'm like, well, I guess he's driving. You know, so he's not texting. So I wait another hour. And then she's like, would you just please call him? So
yeah.
I finally call him, and it goes to, like, his voicemail. And I'm like, he didn't pick up. And she's like, oh. I'm like, it's okay. He'll be here. We're clocking in 5 hours now.
That's a long time.
On a Saturday.
And sitting there waiting.
Just waiting,
nothing.
Yeah. I'm playing like a video game. My wife's reading and stuff. And then finally he calls me. He goes, dude, I am so sorry. We're at a party. We're leaving now. I'll come to you. So they went to a party.
No way.
And he's like, we're leaving now. And he goes, I am so sorry. I am so socially awkward, I guess, with you. I meant just when we were done, and I didn't even say anything about the party we were going to. And so I'm like, it's fine. It's not a big deal. Come on over.
It is a big deal.
Right. Well, So my wife, they come over. And so I told my wife, I said, look, don't say anything. It's okay. It's no big deal. So I open the door, ding dong. He opened the door. He walks in. Then this head comes around the corner. It's my wife. Hey, glad you could make it. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh,
I said, don't say anything. but it's funny because his wife was on him about not being specific about the time. She's like, why would you not have told him you were coming after the party? He's like, I don't know. I just said I was coming down there. And I'm like, he said he was coming down here.
And to think men are the ones that are typically in leadership.
Crazy,
you
right?
Don't ask the questions that need to be asked.
That was it. My wife kept going nuts. She just ask. I just want information so I can make a plan. And I'm like, he'll be here. I did learn a lesson and that I need to be more specific with people.
But your wife was probably like, never will I ever let you make plans again.
100%. That's exactly how that went down. So what is your never will I ever let my husband blank? How will you fill that in? And maybe I can explain why he did what he did that you don't understand.
And it's a responsibility that maybe you trusted him with in the past, and then he has proven himself unworthy.
Yeah.
And never will you ever let him be in control again.
Because as they were leaving, I was like, hey, Steve-o, we should all do dinner. And the girls were like, nope, we'll do it.
Catherine, she said, never will I ever let my husband switch my load of laundry from the washer to the dryer.
Seems simple, right?
Well, no, because he doesn't know which items do not go in the dryer and need to be hung up on a hanger or laid flat to dry.
Or go in that weird mesh bag.
Oh, yeah, the mesh bag. Yeah, exactly.
And why my wife has 14 dryer balls, I have no idea what those do. They always get stuck in a pair of pants or something. I'll go to put a pair of pants on. I'm like, what is this? Oh, okay.
I think it's supposed to help with softness or
something. I have no idea.
And then finally, this just goes to show how ridiculous. Like, men, when they grow up, it doesn't mean that they get more wisdom. It just means that you have to babysit them more.
We're just taller.
Because Jenny, she said, never will I ever let my husband feed our children, because she made laminated cards that tell him what allergies each child has.
That's
and
a good
he
idea.
Still can't remember.
That's a good
you
idea.
You have a laminated card in front of you, sir. This is what you do to a kindergartner, you still can't do it.
In my opinion, okay, and this is just my humble male opinion, it's still her fault because she didn't put those somehow on the kids' clothing. Like,
what?
Safety pin them on the clothing. So then I know, all right, Becky has a nut allergy. Great. Can she have cashews? I don't know.
Are cashews a nut?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You know what? Just go ahead and have them. What is your never will I ever?
Let my husband combine baking soda and vinegar in our kitchen.
Oh, that's a science experiment where it makes like foam like a volcano, right?
Oh, is it in a mason jar with poked holes in it and it spewed everywhere?
Yeah, there's a mason jar and it spewed all over the cabinets and all over the light fixtures. It's permanently stained everything so we can't get it out.
Oh, no.
Why are you so upset? Listen how happy your kid is. Your kid's like, this is the best day ever. You made memories.
Absolutely.
So, Lindsay, in the future, when you have to leave your husband alone with his own children and you're hoping that he'll be able to care for them, does it leave you with a bit of nervousness as you're walking out the door?
Sometimes, absolutely, yes.
Do you ever give him like a warning on things he can and can't do, kind of like having another child?
Sometimes, yes.
Well, I'd put it in writing, honestly, because when you're headed out the door, sometimes you're talking and I'm not hearing anything.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure his philosophy is, hey, the kids are alive.
That's
everyone's
right.
Breathing. No one's on fire.
Absolutely.
Actively. So it
and
all went well.
When you get back, they're yours now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and that is one of the songs we play when we've hit a big goal during support drive, and people rally together to make something happen. And don't fear, we're not in support drive. So we finished up on Friday, and because of a lot of generous people coming together and rallying at the end and doing some big things and some big gifts and some crazy generosity, and then people doing their best, whatever it looked like, all combined together, we actually hit the overall goal and went over by like 2%.
Yeah,
102%.
Woo!
Like, you did that. Like, that is absolutely amazing. And so, you know, when we are going through the weeks leading up to Support Drive or when we're in it and stuff like that, we say, okay, here's the need. And we tell you what the need is, and then people respond. But we want to make sure that, you know, when that need has been met, that we tell you thank you.
Yes.
Instead of just moving on with our day like normal. And we love getting back to doing the show like we normally do. But, man, thank you so much.
Yeah, because it doesn't happen without you. So you could have taken the opportunity to be like, meh, you know, I'll let someone else cover it.
Yeah.
But you didn't. And so thank you for getting involved and supporting your listener-supported station.
It's crazy. We had like over 1,500 new people that have never supported the ministry before jumping in. We had stories like Jason and his daughter, Natalie, putting up $11,000 in honor of his wife who passed away. And he just wanted to help and do something big. And it's funny because Joy, who does middays, ran into him at a concert that night, the Winter Jam concert. And he and Natalie were sharing their story with her, and he was just so thankful that so many people chose to get involved with his match and honor his wife in that way. And so it moved him too. Mm-hmm. And so you were part of that. So just thank you doesn't even really begin to cover it, but we could not be more appreciative for what you do for Your Way FM and for helping us have a super successful Support Drive. So thank you. So we got our friend Andy Irwin on the show with us, and he's the guy behind the movie I Can Only Imagine, and now he has a new movie out called Ordinary Angels starring Hilary Swank, and she is great, by the way. And her passion for this film really comes through in her character, who's like this broken mess, but God still uses her to accomplish a miracle in the life of a desperate single father whose daughter is in need of a liver transplant. True story, by the way. Now, the one thing I love about you, Andy, is that your movies are not preachy. I would put this somewhere like... you got Blindside at one end, and you've got War Room at the other. You guys are ahead of Blindside on the faith, but way under War Room, you know? But it's done in a way that's like accessible and not off-putting, and it's not heavy-handed.
I think it preaches as good as any of the films that we've done.
Because I know your heart is not to water down the gospel.
No. Our heart is to be strategic. This one was really about trying to understand this everyman kind of blue-collar guy that had a relationship with God but was just burnt out.
Yep.
And he felt like he had lost faith in the church and lost faith in God really seeing him and being there for him. So it's kind of that skeptic that's outside the church walls that we want to reach.
Well, you do a great job of that, and it reached into my chest and punched me in the heart in the first 3 minutes. It's a great movie, and it will be in theaters February 23rd, and you can actually get tickets now at ordinaryangels.movie.
Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Gavin.
It always feels like, at least to me, that there is a revolving door when it comes to finding the best deals on groceries. I know growing up, my mom had certain things she would go to Walmart to buy, and then she would go to Sam's Club for other things. She just had a strategy. My wife and I are primarily Publix people, which is not
bougie.
I know. My thing is, their produce is greener. It looks nicer.
That is true.
And in general, I don't feel like there's a huge difference between that and Kroger.
Let me ask a quick question.
Sure, go ahead.
Not to move us off. But what do you think is bougier, Whole Foods or Publix?
Oh, Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, but that's pretentious bougie.
Those are like pretty people.
Oh, there's
like
a difference.
Publix is just bougie because it's the weirdest thing. You can get any Publix cart and it's going to work right.
That's
and
true.
It's not going to be like thump, 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 thump.
Same Target.
You pay for that though.
Walmart, 99.9% of the carts are wrong.
I was at Walmart yesterday and I always make a joke with my wife that I will get the only broken cart, and the joke is because they're all broken. So I like the other day I got one and it wheeled like the first 3 feet. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've done it, the unicorn. Then, and then boom, it runs into a wall. It just makes a hard left turn for no reason.
One wheel is usually like 2 inches higher than the others. But like one that I don't think a lot of people, you know, talk about as a grocery store sometimes is Costco. We are like thinking of going and getting a Costco card because we like getting bulk items.
We get certain things from Costco that are really good. Like we'll get steaks from Costco.
Yeah.
They're so good. They're fillets, and you pay a grip of money up front for it, but it's like basically it's like 7 fillets, but they're so thick you cut them in half. Mm-hmm. You literally have 14 steaks and it works out to like $6 a
steak.
Should
last you months if you're, you know, if you don't eat steak too often. But I did find it interesting. Somebody put out this list of things that are actually more expensive at Costco than kind of like, let's say, your regular grocery store.
I would like to know this because I do shop at Costco.
So apparently milk is more expensive. The national average is around $4 a gallon at Costco, but then it's usually $3 at other places like Walmart or Target.
That's surprising, because you can also just buy a cow at Costco and cut out the middleman.
As well as a flat screen TV and then a lawnmower.
Yeah, it's
in
fantastic.
The same aisle.
I love this place.
And then the follow up to, you know, milk. If you buy milk, maybe you also buy cereal. Apparently, cereal is more expensive at Costco.
Really?
Because usually you're getting, because I'm picturing it in my head, you usually do get those bigger boxes.
Yeah, they are a little bigger, yeah.
So it's more like, you know, you're like, oh, this will last longer, but you're still paying more.
And a lot of times, if you don't have a big family, it'll go to waste,
too. It gets stale.
Yeah, some things you don't want to buy in bulk.
Yeah, and then, speaking of stale, they mentioned bread as something where you get like a, you know, a two loaf.
Yeah.
So, like, things go stale, and that's usually still more expensive than just buying one or two loaves at the store. And they say that a lot of places do buy one, get one deals on bread.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just, I don't see that too often. Maybe that's just coupon people.
The Costco blueberry muffins are so good, but it's a
like
tray of like 48. And so my wife's like, but I love them. I'm like, A, neither one of us needs to eat 48 blueberry muffins.
Uh-huh.
B, I don't think we could. She's like, I think I could.
It's a challenge.
I know. It's definitely pricey. Now, I will say I started getting Costco's frozen wings with the honey or the chipotle barbecue. Oh, put them in an air fryer. I don't care if they're more money. It is. It's the next level,
well,
so it's good.
Also, the thing that is always worth the price tag is the hot dog and drink combo.
Yeah, that's what gets
front.
Me in.
That's
my
the
wife
only
has,
thing that matters.
My wife always has pizza, and I have hot dog and a soda deal, and we literally get out of there for lunch or dinner, sometimes Valentine's Day, for like $3.84. It's
perfect.
Fantastic.
Wow.
So, all right, well, there you go. You could save a little money buying other things there, but you're not going to get that Costco experience and buy a weed whacker at the same time. That's why I love it.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
It's always good to try and learn from someone who's been down the path that you maybe are newly walking. I have 31 years in the marriage business, and I've learned a couple things over my time. But that doesn't mean that I know everything. Like, even I learn things. Like, we were at church the other day, and this is Wally's Marriage Masterclass. They were talking about the things that men and women want from a relationship.
Mm.
And
mm.
it turns out they're different. That's weird, huh? Right?
Mm.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through what women want first. So guys, pay attention. Because then maybe if you're not doing these right, you can do them better. Or maybe it's just because you didn't know, you know? And then we'll go through what guys want. And, you know, spoiler alert, it's more shallow. here we go. This is, and Betty Rock, feel free to weigh in on these if you think these are important. Affection, but not that affection. Like affection.
Holding hands.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Or rubbing your back and just telling you you're doing a good job. Yes.
Yeah, and then that's it. Like, I've started this after this sermon with my wife. Like, I'll go kiss my wife on the cheek. I'm like, that's a non-affectionate kiss. Conversation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the conversation doesn't mean, like, typically if I'm wanting to share something that is impacting my life and maybe it's causing some stress on me, I'm not telling that to you because I want you to fix it.
Right.
I just want you to listen.
Yep.
I want the conversation.
So the other day, I call my wife on my way home like I do every day. And I'm like, hey, I'm on my way home. How was your morning? Like, you know, how was it? And she's like, it was fine. I'm like, that's what guys do. I'm like, no, what was your day like? How was it? Tell me, like, it was, because I'm like going back to this list.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, okay, well, I did this and I did this and I did this. And she goes through everything. And then she's like, how was your day? I'm like, fine. let me see. Honesty and openness.
Of
I think
course.
That's important.
Yeah,
I think
that's a no-brainer.
We kind of all want that, but women more so. Financial support or security, whether it's physical security or financial security, they want us to be good at that stuff.
Security is a big thing. We all, as women, want to feel secure in our relationship as well as, like, just feeling safe.
Yeah, and then commitment to family. Like, you're in this, and you're committed to this family even more so than your job. Because guys, we think, I'm committing to my job because that's good for my family, and it has to come first sometimes. And I think women see that differently, like, my wife's like, go get another job somewhere else. Don't care. Like, I want you present in the family.
I saw it a little bit different. And maybe this is just me as a woman speaking into it.
Sure.
But commitment meaning, like, there are so many high expectations that are put on a woman, how she should present herself, how she should look. When she's been wrangling three kids all day on her own, she hasn't washed her hair in 3 days and hasn't taken a shower. you kind of get a little bit insecure, thinking like, I want my husband to still like me, but mm-hmm. it is hard. I see that look on your face, Wally. Yeah. You want them to be committed to the relationship no matter
regardless.
How you look.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's funny you say that. We'll get to the guys list in 10 minutes. And it's really funny that you honed in on that because number three might surprise you.
Oh, boy.
All right, so we'll do that. We'll go through what the guys are looking for in a relationship. So now, just like guys took notes in 10 minutes, ladies, you can take notes and go, okay, maybe I could do this a little better, because if you do, my relationship's better. Just like if guys go, hey, this is what she needs from me, if I do that, it's gonna make us stronger anyway. So
we're learning.
Yeah, it's a marriage masterclass. We'll go through the guy's stuff in 10 here on the Wally Show.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
So men and women are different. They say men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and it's apparent in what we look for in relationships. So we're doing marriage masterclass. I've been married for 31 years. And again, it's a learning thing too, because we were talking about this in church the other day, actually, about the ways that women perceive relationships and what they want out of them versus men. Now, one of them is similar. The top one for both of them, it's similar but different. Women want affection, but no, they're kind of affection. And guys want affection, but they're kind of affection. So that was the number one on that. And so just two different viewpoints of the same story, you know, kind of thing. But we'll move on past that. Guys want recreational companionship.
What does that mean?
They want someone to go do stuff with them. I constantly honey, why don't you come play pickleball with me? And she doesn't want to do it. Or like, why don't you want to go rock climbing with me or go foiling with me?
Oh,
like,
gosh.
I have all these, you know, mountain biking, all these things she doesn't like to do, but I want to include her in them, you know? But it's like we're on different pages when it comes to that stuff. And I would like that.
So men want women that are involved in their occupations or their hobbies,
yes,
things like that, so that they can share those experiences.
Because we don't want to exclude you that, but if you can bring something good to it. Now, if you're a horrible golfer, probably not. But that makes a long round.
Or like to
round.
Talk the whole time.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Talking my backswing. One more time. I dare you. But Betty Rock earlier was talking about like one of the ones for women is commitment to family. And no matter how you look after a long day of taking care of the kids, you want to know that your husband still loves you and appreciates
and that
your
looks
inner beauty.
Don't, you're right. Your looks don't matter.
Yeah. Number three on this list was an attractive spouse.
No.
No.
No. That's not
guys
fair.
Will
okay.
Be guys.
But attractive, it's different for everybody.
Yeah, and so here's the thing, okay? Attractive can be two different ways. Like, there are guys that in the past that I've liked, and they wouldn't be on an Abercrombie and Fitch, poster.
Right.
But there was something about their personality that got me, okay? So I'm hoping that's the same for guys as well, that in those moments where we have three-day-old messy hair and we haven't taken a shower in a while, that you're still...
Yeah.
You still love us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That our looks don't matter.
They don't. Not at all.
As long as There's a high standard, guys.
Yeah. As long as you love our dad bods, too, though.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah, it goes both ways. Domestic support at home, guys. Do look for women that will help run the home.
Oh, we're talking about guys, what they want.
But like they will do the things at the house. Like that's a thing that guys like. So if you know that and you do that, but now guys should pitch in as well.
Yes.
And so women like support in that and they like help in that. So if you're both doing that, if you're both making the work at the house
a team effort.
Yeah, exactly. Then you're going to be better off. And finally, this one's a big one for guys. Admiration or appreciation. Like, admiration feels, my wife challenged me on this. She's like, that feels like, you know, you're admiring somebody or you're worshiping them or whatever. And she's like, I think a better word is appreciation for guys because we do want to feel appreciated for the work that we do, the sacrifices we make for the family. Like, there are things that guys give up, you know, that they don't want to do. You go to a job you hate sometimes because you're doing it for your family.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's that conflict of like, well, you know, why don't you spend more time at home? It's like, I'm trying to provide. And so for guys, having the appreciation for the sacrifices they make, just like women want to be appreciated for the sacrifices they make for the family, that's where men and women are the same. At the end of the line, or the end of the day, appreciation and respect for that other person and what they do and what they bring to the table, I think is super valuable, you know, in helping keep a relationship healthy and growing. You know, it's when you stop respecting each other and appreciating each other, that's where things just start to fall off the cliff. And so if you can do that and keep that as like a real important thing in the marriage, I think your odds go way up of having a happy marriage.
I appreciate and respect what I hope someday you will become.
That's not at all how that's supposed to go, but I appreciate you thinking you said the right thing. This work marriage is over.
Random acts of audio.
So today's random act of audio comes to us from TikTok, and there's some funny things on there, and there are so many versions of the Bible that are out. One time we did a game of like, is this a real version of the Bible? And I was shocked when I researched it, how many different types of Bibles and different groups that they are there for. And then this one is actually taken from a Gen Z Bible someone put together.
Yes.
Yeah. Taken from the original passage where the angel meets Mary and tells her that she was chosen to be the mother of Jesus.
Mary was a pick-me girl for God and was simping for him in prayer when the angel Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Ayo, you're a real one and the top G is feeling you." But she thought his compliment was sus and gave him the side eye. So he said, "Baby girl, chill. God sent me to tell you, you've passed his vibe check. And low-key, he wants you to have the main character. You name him Jesus and they will all say, he's him." She said, "How can this be since I promised him my body count will always be zero?" Oh my goodness. Respectfully. "For the Holy Spirit will live rent-free in you and your boy Jesus will be a divine bro. Beside, your cousin Elizabeth is with child, she who is already older than a boomer and whose husband is way past beekeeping age." So Mary said, "Bet." Gabriel left her on red and she let the Holy Spirit cook.
Oh, wow. I know that feels like kind of sacrilegious.
It does.
But you know what? There are some people that they're like, they understood every word of that. Me not being one of them, but it is kind of funny.
Inspired by it. I would love to hear a pastor at some point, like, preach a sermon.
Do a whole sermon.
Using only Gen Z Bible references.
Can you do a Monday school with Gen
Z
Bible?
Yes, please.
If our pastor ever does one, I'll do it in Monday school for sure. But there you go. That's your random acts of audio for today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have this really cool thing that we're doing right now with the movie Ordinary Angels, where we're looking for you to tell us about somebody that's made a difference in your life or in the life of your community, somebody that's selfless and is giving back. And we want to hook them up, but we also want to give you something as well for taking the time to nominate them and share their story. And it's inspired by the movie Ordinary Angels, starring Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. And it, again, it's a story based on a true story of a lady who kind of gave herself sacrificially to this family after they lost their mom to make their lives better and to help them. And she was not perfect. She was a mess in the middle of that, which I love is part of the actual story. And so we want to hear about your people. Like, for example, today our daily winner is Alyssa, nominating Linda as her ordinary angel. She says, "My husband took his own life." It's like, oh, wow, ooh, that's heavy and starting off right out of the gate. She says, I'm sorry, it's Kelly. Kelly, a friend and neighbor and a fellow church, took care of me and my children. She prayed and cooked for us. I could not go into the bedroom, let alone sleep in it. Kelly came in and told me that she wanted to renovate my room. She decorated the room in my favorite color, purple. She put a lot of hard work into this room, and I could feel and see the love that she put into my room to make it as comfortable as it could be, and so it could be home again for me. Because of her, my house began to feel like a home again. She is my true angel. And I love that. I mean, and that's it. It's somebody just being intentional in somebody's life. So this can be a personal connection. It can be that they work with a ministry that helps you and other people. Just share their story with us. And if they're a grand prize winner, they're going to pick up $2,500 as a thank you from the movie Ordinary Angels to, you know, continue to do some good and just say thank you for what you do.
So maybe you're already thinking of that person in your life that's been an angel, an earthly angel, and you want to nominate them. Just text the word angel, A-N-G-E-L, angel to 91979. We'll send you a link on where you can put in that nomination. You can always go to wayfm.com as well and do the nomination there too.
And because Alyssa nominated Kelly, she is picking up 4 tickets to see the movie Ordinary Angel herself. That's going to be in theaters Friday. And so if you want to check that out, it's definitely worth seeing. I love the movie. And if you want to nominate somebody, again, angel to 91979.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. It's what your People magazine would sound like with a Southern accent. It's the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
The name Bridget Mendler may not mean anything to you, but it does to Wally and to Gavin.
Absolutely. Ready or not, here I come. You like my face, do you like my song? La da 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 da. La da 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 da.
Well, she got her start on Disney Channel as a kid actor. She was on Wizards of Waverly Place then.
Good Luck Charlie.
Good Luck Charlie.
Which was a genuinely good show.
I did like that show.
Today.
The mom on that show, Gavin, I was at a movie premiere the other day, and I saw the mom. I'm like, what? That's the mom!
She's funny.
I can't remember her name, but she was great. Oh. So I think she's a believer, too. So anyway, really cool that you're bringing this up, because she was also in Lemonade Mouth, which was a great movie for kids. My daughter watched it and loved
it. You always blame it on your daughter. What I would love to do is have your daughter here and ask her, do you even know what Lemonhead is?
Lemonade Mouth. It was a band.
Come on now. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I don't know anything.
These kids
about
in high school formed a band. They had
so
some problems,
cool.
They overcame
detention.
Them.
Well, yeah. Bridget Mendler, she was starting off on the Disney Channel. She released pop singles like that one that we just played. And typically, former Disney Channel actors like her don't turn out well, but that's not the case for Bridget. After years of success in entertainment, Bridget changed to her direction and graduated from the University of Southern California, then went on to earn a master's and doctor of philosophy from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
From MIT?
That's smart.
And then a doctorate of law from Harvard Law School.
What in the world?
And if that wasn't enough, she spent time at the Federal Communications Commission's New Space
Okay, can I just tell you this? Although that's great, that's a huge resume, and like, but still, whenever she goes someplace and she like tells them all this stuff, and they're like, "Hey, but aren't you the girl that did this?" Yes, I am. I did that song. Would you like to see my diploma from Harvard? I don't care. Do that part.
She then spent time at the Federal Communications Commission's New Space Bureau, where she claimed she, quote, fell in love with space law. Did you know that space has a law?
No idea. I mean, we need them because, I mean, how do you keep the space world free and safe? Laws.
Is that it?
Well, she got married, and her and her husband, I guess, have a love of space that brought them together. When they married, they decided to create a company together that would create a better avenue to get data to space.
Oh, okay.
In an interview, Bridget stated that with exploration of space becoming easier, you know, like Jeff Bezos and what's the... What's
SpaceX,
the guy?
Richard Branson?
No, the ex-guy, Twitter guy.
Elon Musk.
Wow. Yeah. So both of those people.
None of us are as smart as Bridget Mendler, that's for sure.
Both of those people taking people to space. Well, in an interview, she stated that exploration has been easier, so the actual exercise of sending data to and from space, it hasn't been updated. Huh. Claiming that finding an access point for contacting your satellite is difficult. Who knew?
I didn't know
you needed a contact spot.
Because up till her, sending data to space involved somebody somebody. It was like the Amish space program. It was someone throwing an iPod in the air. And so they've really made some strides.
Trying to throw a pigeon.
Yeah, exactly.
Messenger pigeon.
Space pigeon.
With $6.3 million worth of funding.
What?
Bridget and her husband are now hoping to update the data highway to space.
Well, there you go. So you could, it'd be easy to judge a book by its cover, you know, and think, oh, she was just a little teen star.
Right.
Look what she went on to be. That's amazing.
But I like to remember her for other
things. Oh, absolutely. This is how she met her husband. She's like, I like your face. Do you like my song? I do. Let's get married. So there you go. All right. That's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little yay, aw right now. This is where you get some information like, yay, and then you get the rest of it and like, aw. And I think this one really qualifies, okay? So a nursing home recently got a big batch of Valentine's Day cards for all of its residents.
Aww.
Yay!
So sweet.
How could you not love this?
Love
because
it.
A lot of times they get forgotten and stuff. And so, yay. Here's the aw. The cards that the residents received at this nursing home were from a funeral home.
From a funeral home.
Yes.
Funeral home sent out.
A funeral home sent out Valentine's Day cards to a nursing home.
They couldn't read the room.
No.
Literally.
Well, they maybe could. Some people, like members of the family, say it was very inappropriate. Now, the nursing home says the cards were tastefully done. They were red, you know, with a heart and a pink bow. And she said that the residents were overjoyed to receive them. You know, maybe they didn't tell them who they're from, you think? But no, on the inside, it said, sent with love from T.H. Sanders and Son.
Oh, that is a
roses are red. Violets are blue. We're here for all your funeral needs, too.
No, they did not.
Yes, that was in there.
No, they did not.
No, there's just a note inside that said, we'll see you soon.
Oh, it's terrible.
You know what? That is a yay aw.
It is a yay aw.
And also, it's a lesson because they're that desperate for, the residents are that desperate for some attention and just to show them love. Like, that's so sad.
Like, I would say, like, if somebody was super offended by that, like, what they should, or the family, what the families of people that were offended by that should go, you know what? We need to do a Valentine's Day card campaign where we send them to our loved ones and we send them to everybody else. There. Let's inundate them. Like, use it as a learning moment that these people get forgotten all the time.
Yeah, don't just take offense. Actually do something about it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I agree.
So there you go. That's a really good yay, aw moment. Have you ever had a yay, aw where you got some information, like, yay, like you won like this sum of money, like, yeah, or you won a trip, like, yay, and then you got the tax bill for the trip and you're like, oh, I didn't know I had to pay money on that. Are you kidding me?
The price is wrong, Bob.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And I got an email from Jensen, Betty Rock, that I think is perfect for you. She says, hey, Wally, I think Betty should do a segment on how to do well on Facebook Marketplace. You sell a lot of stuff on there.
I do, and I take a lot of pride in it,
And you
too.
Do well at it,
Thank
too.
You.
You sell things like that I wouldn't think people would buy, and somehow they do.
And two, there are things that you and your wife have gotten tired of, and you're like, hey, we want to sell it, but we don't want to do it. I do all the work and get it sold.
You're my broker, and then Betty takes the bigger part of the commission, but it's worth
it. 80-20.
It's 70-30, sometimes 60-40. We have different rules. But like, she just sold some old theater chairs for us, which was great.
Yeah.
And so she says, Jensen says, I'm trying to sell a pair of glasses, sunglasses, that are normally $400. I'm selling them for $290.
Okay.
So she's got a decent discount on there.
Yeah.
I had one person bite, but then they changed their mind. Oh, the worst. You have to be very patient when you're doing Facebook Marketplace.
It's like fishing.
And I always, and I'm like too loyal to people like right out of the gate. I'm like, they're like, okay, I'd like to buy this. I'm like, okay, great. We're going to be best friends, obviously. and I will hold this for you. And then someone else is like, hey, I'd like to buy it now and I'll give you more. I'm like, I can't. They've already got somebody there. And then that person never shows up.
Yeah, you're just so eager to get rid of it. You have to be patient.
Yeah. Okay,
you got to get the right bite.
That's what we'll get to here. And maybe your advice is, I've had it for about a month and I am not selling it yet. I need Betty's expertise on this. Can you help out? So what are your tips for selling on Facebook Marketplace, Rock?
Well, I think one of them would be to, in the description, give a brief synopsis of the item, like the measurements, the brand, the color.
Yes, okay.
But then underneath, you can get more specifics because you don't want to lose people in just the short, you want to give them like footnotes at the beginning because you might lose them if there's a huge paragraph. So just give them the basic details at the beginning. And then if you feel like you need to be more specific, you can after that.
That's a good thing because I was looking for a bunch of different things at different times. Actually, things I don't need. I always like find a really good picture. A picture is important too. Like I see a good picture, I'm like, oh, what's this? I don't even know what this is.
And that brings me to my next tip.
Okay.
And I would say take good pictures.
Yes.
So she's trying to sell these sunglasses. Obviously, they're good sunglasses. Yeah. Maybe the pictures aren't captivating enough. So instead, either yourself or hire a model.
Hire a model. Mm-hmm. Yes. I love where you're going with this.
Wear the sunglasses.
Yes.
But make sure like you're out in sunlight. Don't put yourself in like, you know, office lights. Like no one wants to see that. But put yourself in a situation where you can see what they can actually do.
Now, do you subscribe to like Facebook? When I was trying to sell something, Facebook was like, hey, do a video. Those sell better. And I did it. And I sold. I sold my dirt bike in a day, like a day and a half. Yeah.
I've never tried those.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. Yeah. I might look into that.
So that wouldn't be bad. What do you think about people who put like things in there like, don't waste my time? Is that like, because you're really direct. I'm more like, hey, and I'm going to throw in this and throw in this and throw in this. But I read some things from people sometimes. They're like, and don't waste my time. I'm like, oh, that's a cranky person. Or is that just being
forthright? No, to me, that just says that you've been hurt in the past. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to heal those wounds.
Okay.
Like, they just want you to get to the point. Because if you've sold a lot on Facebook Marketplace, you know, the first message that people can send is like, hey, is this still available?
Oh, yeah.
And that's annoying because if it's listed, it's available.
I see that posted all the time. People go, if it's listed, it's available.
Yes.
I will not respond to, is this available?
So that's
ask
what they mean.
A specific question.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, you say, hey, I'm interested. Where can I meet you?
Okay. Well, there you go. That's some good tips. And Betty Rock has done really well. She is my preferred choice for selling my stuff on Facebook Marketplace. You could have a whole business
just putting up
because you put up with people's nonsense.
I do.
It's worth losing money on it for me to not have to. So there you go. Hopefully, Jensen, that helped you out. Thank you, Lady Rock. Can I get a witness? Uplifting Away FM. This is the Wally Show, and we need to start off this with a big, sincere thank you. We did our support drive last week, and like sometimes people, you know, you're checking in and out during support drive. Oh, how you doing? Where are you going to end at? And you don't get to hear Friday, the big celebration or the tears at 7 o'clock on Friday when it ends. And today, or last week, there were so many tears, or jeers and yays, because we actually hit the goal at 102%.
This is how we do.
And again, anytime I'm saying we, I'm meaning you. You did that. Like, if you were part of support drive, if you called and said, hey, I want to get in on this, whether it was a match or meeting a need for that moment in that hour, you made that possible, and we could not be more thankful for what you do constantly.
Thank you.
For your Way FM. It's great. There were some great moments, and Rock gets to go through a lot of the stories throughout the event, and you're like constantly reading people's stories, and I think that's one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, because it inspires me, and I know it inspires Wally to see that what we do here does make a difference. There are sometimes where you question it, but to see that people's lives are being changed, and you can take credit in that, because when you hear those stories of people being like, man, thank you that Way FM was there for me during one of my most difficult times, you can say, hey, I said yes, and I was there to make sure that Way FM stayed on the air for these people.
So thank you for your support. We had over 1,500 brand new people that have never supported helping out. Like, that's awesome.
Yes.
I love to see that. I love to see it grow, because then we can do more in the future. So all of this is just to say thank you for what you do for your Way FM and for making our support drive like a resounding success this year. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And usually we do a segment called Good News Giddy Up, where we give you a couple good news stories, you know, because the regular news is a bit of a bummer. But I wanted to flip the script and do something a little different this time. I have three stories that start off as bad news stories, but end up good.
Oh,
how about that?
Wow,
this
three is exciting. Of them?
I got three of them, yeah, all at one time. So here's one. This is a story that starts off bad, ends up good. There was a cop in Indiana who found a dog with its mouth zip-tied shut.
Oh, come on.
I know, right? How horrible is that?
Why?
I know. No, starting off bad.
Hurry. story.
Just let it wash.
No, let it get to the good part.
And so this cop finds this dog and obviously cuts the zip ties and gets it the help that it needs.
That's so
and
t-
then turns around and adopts him, and she named the dog Zeus, and she now has the dog has now has a forever home.
Oh, what a win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
It ended good, right?
Are you happy with where we
are? Okay. I am, but where's that person that did that? That's terrible.
Oh. Still on the loose.
That's
so not all good news there, but okay, here's some bad news. There's a lady in Florida that got gored by a bull. Like, yikes.
What is wrong with
you? I know, these are bad news stories, and then they get good.
Maybe
You
should start with the good and end with the bad.
You got to go on the ride with me here. And then, but it ended up being a good thing because when she was getting scanned for her bull attack, they spotted lung cancer.
What?
And it ended up saving her life because they caught it early. See?
I think I...
Bad news, good.
I think I'd rather have the cancer.
Really?
Minus the bull.
Okay.
But I guess it helped them find it.
Yeah, they would have not found it, and it would have just been bad.
So.
Yeah, no.
But
okay.
The bull was feeling, like, scared.
What are you doing?
That's
no.
Don't take the bull
don't
side.
Don't do the pity thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, here's one. Here's one you'll love. There was a guy in Illinois who was looking forward to Valentine's Day, but his girlfriend broke up with him.
Oh,
so sad.
It's rough, man.
Yeah, but 3 days later, after he got dumped, he bought a lottery ticket and he won $1 million.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds worth it.
Yeah, oh,
wow.
Absolutely.
Easy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then you wonder, did she call him? Hey.
Uh-huh. I was wrong. I've been rethinking things.
I'm sorry, Jeremy.
Oh, was that you in the paper that won the lottery? I didn't even know that. That's so crazy. Let's go out. So I think he said no. So
good.
There you go. Good news all the way around.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.